Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this.
Wheat Watch 2016, a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. This 2016 hard red winter wheat crop in Oklahoma looking great. More potential in it than perhaps any time in recent years. And Dr. Jeff Edwards of Oklahoma State University says there's some things you can do as a manager of your wheat crop to make sure that you get the most production possible.
There's so much we can do with the wheat crop in terms of timely application, fungicides, fertilizer, weed control. You're going to have that cost. So why not get the most bang for your buck with a timely application? With fungicides, you know, if you're going to split those applications, the first one needs to be about jointing or just thereafter. The second one, after the flag leaf is fully extended. That flag leaf application is a pretty narrow window, so there's nothing wrong with kind of making plans for that now and pulling the trigger if you need to in the spring.
To learn more about the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, go to okwheat.org.
The cattle futures traded both sides of unchanged today, but finished in the red. April feeders down 45 at 155.10, roughly 70 cents off the low. May 90 off the low, but down $1.02 at 151. They went down to 150.10. August feeders down 97 at 151.82. Live cattle lower as well, down 67 on the Aprils at 133.40. June's down 47, 122.75. Those bounced off their lows just a touch. Mid-morning, the markets were higher after that USDA report. The feeder cattle did rally, but they were not able to sustain it. Box beef at midday was up 250 on choice, and that was 218.95. Select 214, up 214 at 209.19. The index is 157.86. Both of those are higher. If you look at the chart today, we finished the or filled the gap left on Friday on the front end feeder cattle. We're still below the moving average. So there's this idea that with some of the wheat pasture runs currently happening, plus the seasonal tendency for the market to get weaker, and then you add in the technical side of below the moving average, et cetera, that we put the next target down at the low from last Thursday, which is in the mid-146 range on the April feeders.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Today was USDA monthly report day, so there was quite a bit of action based on that. Also, yesterday we had the crop progress and condition report, which was closely watched due to the winter wheat condition. It did drop 3%, 56% good to excellent now, down from 59 last week, so it was a 3% percentage point drop. Last year at this time it was 41%. Corn planted was 4%, right in line with averages. Now, the big thing today was mid-morning, 11 a.m., was the monthly or the April WASDE or supply and demand report. For wheat, it was 976 million bushels for the 15-16 ending stocks. Now, that was right in line with the guess of 977. Corn was about 18 million bushels bigger at 1.862. The average guess was 1.845 billion, and so that was negative. And beans were 9 lower at 445 million bushels, where the average guess was 454. So neutral wheat, bearish corn, and bullish soybeans. On the world level, wheat, corn, and beans were all negative, all slightly higher than where the average guesses were, and also all higher than where we were last month. So bearish on the world level. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.